It's 1-2-3 with me, Bob, and my guest has joined me now. It's Luke Adams from Brentwood Biscotti. Hi, Luke.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Be a good idea if I turned up the right microphone for you. That's
I'm a back online.
That's
now.
Better. You're
good afternoon.
Nice to see you again. You pop in every few weeks, don't you?
I do.
Tell us about the latest in marketing and what's going on at Brentwood Biscotti.
Yes. Yeah?
So you meet the first Tuesday of every month.
That's right. So the third is the next one, 3rd of May.
Yep. Okay. How did the last one go?
Very well. We actually had Sue Reeves from who owns Biscotti as a total. She turned up.
Okay.
She was more than impressed with the group that and the attendance. We it's very well attended, our group. It's a good atmosphere.
Yeah.
Not too many people where you can't get around, but certainly not just 20 people in a room where you sometimes keep seeing the same people over and over again.
Sure,
we get a good 40, around about 40 businesses on average turn up every month.
Right, and they're businesses of all sizes, shapes and sizes, aren't they?
That's right, yeah.
Kind of from, is it even from the one-man band?
It is, yeah. There is individuals, so there's people that just work for themselves. They could be just starting out, or they could be a coach or a consultant, so they're always going to be just working for themselves.
Yeah.
All the way through to large corporates. And we've had banks, solicitors, large accountancy firms, building firms turn up as well. So there's plenty of variation.
Yeah, sounds great. Okay, well, each time you pop in, you pick a particular aspect of marketing.
Randomly pick.
Yes, yeah.
Off the cuff.
Yes, so what are you going to mention today?
So I thought one of the things that I don't think I've talked too much about, and one of the good ways of getting your message out, whatever your business is, using video.
Oh, okay.
And you don't need to spend thousands of pounds on a huge video production. You can, of course, but you can also do very, very quick explainer videos where you or one of your staff member, or you can even hire an extra to actually do an explainer video that explains quickly what it is you do, how you do it, and how you can help your customer achieve X or Y. You can even do, you know, even if you were a hairdresser, you can do a quick explainer video on why you as a hairdresser, you know, where you cover, what areas you cover, and what you specialize in.
Yeah.
What it allows you to do is get a message out quickly and easily, and you can repeat that message without you having to say it over and over and over again.
Sure, yeah.
And there are various different types and techniques of doing video that make it comfortable. One of the styles that you can do where you don't have to look at the camera, which is really important when people first see you, is it's kind of an interview style. If you imagine Andrew Marr on his Sunday show, the camera is side on or almost side on to the person being interviewed.
Okay.
He never looks at the camera itself. And that's a great way to first experience getting yourself on camera, because it can be quite daunting, looking directly down the lens of a camera.
Yeah, I have noticed that technique creeping into quite a lot of even sort of television documentaries and what have you, where people sort of look
just,
to the side.
Just off camera.
They're just looking
slightly off camera.
Yeah.
What it also allows you to do is read a script.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And you can't really tell. If you practice that script well, it looks like you're being interviewed, but you're actually reading a script.
Sure.
Whereas you can't really do that. Well, you can, because the auto cue or the teleprompter goes below the camera lens. You can do it face on. But if people don't know you, it can be very off-putting, you looking at them in the eye.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So when you see people on camera, the few people that look at you is are newsreaders.
Yeah.
And you will get the odd presenter, an odd show where they look back at you at the camera, you know, like game show hosts.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But if you think of it, when you first see, I've noticed when you first see a new weather person, and you've never seen them before, and you kind of look and you're quite startled by that appearance, and they're looking at you in the eye, and it's quite an awkward feeling.
Okay, yeah.
That's exactly the same as when someone sees you on video for the first time.
Right.
So it's not always the best way to make your first impression is looking straight down the camera lens.
Okay. Yeah.
Looking slightly off camera allows people to get comfortable with how you look.
Yeah.
And you can do have an interview style. And then following videos, when you create a video sequence, you can then look down the camera lens because they've already seen what you look like. They're already comfortable with how you are.
It's kind of building a relationship, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So going straight into explain, looking down the camera lens, kind of scary.
Yeah.
Unless you're well polished, well groomed, look perfect on camera.
Yeah.
I would advise against it. But then, as you're educating people, because it's all about education. If you think of it from a learning point of view, if I help you, i.e. one of the education is educating you via radio, so you're listening to it.
Yeah.
I could also write about it. You will also watch stuff. So you're listening, you're reading, you're watching. And then there's things like workshops and events, like my Biscotti event, you're experiencing. And then if you want to become a master at it, you then learn to master it.
Yeah.
So there's those five modalities that we learn from, and the watching element is growing.
Yeah.
If you look at social media in general, what's the first thing that we do? We look at the pictures.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then quite often we also look at the videos, and we skim those, and our brain digests, do we want to learn more? And then we may read the copy underneath.
Right. And the great thing, of course, to produce a video like that, it needn't cost anything, really. I mean, especially nowadays, the equipment is very accessible. And most of our mobile phones take brilliant video compared to, you know, a few years ago, what was available.
All you need, my recommendation, is a smartphone, which is up to date. You can, a microphone is the, I would say, the biggest, most important thing. Get a lapel microphone, which you can get cabled ones for $20 off Amazon.
Right.
They will plug straight into your phone.
Yeah.
And then you've got a wire going from your phone to, you know, to you, so it's on your lapel.
Yeah, yeah.
That will capture perfect sound. Yeah. If you've got a separate camera, that's fine as well. So you can use, you know, a proper camera.
Yeah.
They will give you a little bit more depth of field, so you'll get a little bit of blur in the background if you're filming outside. And the lighting, that's the other important aspect of it. But to get started, this is how I would tend to do it. I would kind of get the first video to go on my webpage, the interview style, get that done professionally. You can get that done for a couple hundred pounds.
Right.
Then your blogging, you know, your educational do-it-yourself. And then again, get another professional one. So you're mixing and matching a well-produced one.
Uh-huh.
With a personalized, you know, DIY one.
Yeah.
Then it's a produced one with a DIY rather than all DIY.
Yeah.
Because if the quality of the DIY isn't so great, it's going to impact negatively.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like getting your website done where you make it yourself. I would never do my own business where I'm making my own website.
Yeah. Okay.
Some pages beyond the website structure that you're using on WordPress, you can do yourself. But get a professional to do the first bit.
Okay.
So you kind of get a professional to do the first bit, the first video. That can go on your website or on your blog post. That's announcing it to the world.
Yeah.
You look great. You sound great. The lighting's great. The production's great. The editing, everything's great. Then after that, save yourself a load of money. Do lots yourself. And then every now and again, go back and get another professional one done.
Okay, yeah.
That's my recommendation.
Okay, so you've got this brilliant video that you've just put together. You've posted it on your website. How do you get potential customers to look at it?
So you don't just want to stick it on your website.
Okay.
You want to post it in social media.
Yeah.
Depending on what the video is, you would post it on social media. You'd put it in your footer of your emails.
Okay.
So you know you have your signature at the bottom of your emails.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you have your link to your video?
Sure. Yeah.
You would share it as often as possible. So let's say, for argument's sake, you have it posted on YouTube, and it doesn't have to be on YouTube. There is a myth that you will get your website ranked greater if you post it on YouTube. That is a myth.
Okay.
If that was the case, all the other video companies that host video would close down,
right,
and we'd all just use YouTube.
Now.
Is it good to put it on YouTube? It is, if you do not mind people also looking at other stuff. If you think of it, when you go to YouTube, what happens? Up pops a load of other videos that also sell your product and service.
Right, yeah.
So if I'm driving people to a particular video, I want it on my on a page of mine so they don't see everyone else's video.
Yeah, sure.
So it's about putting that strategy. But for simple terms, get it uploaded on YouTube, that's fine, or Vimeo. And therefore, put it in your email signature, send it out to announce it to the world through an email marketing system to your existing list. So as an example, you will have a list of your existing clients or your potential clients. Well, they need reminding. They need reminding about who you are and what you do. I use the example of Café Rouge often send me a notification of 30% discount, 30% discount. Well, I don't go to Café Rouge that often, but all of a sudden I'll remember I've got that 30% discount voucher.
Sure, yeah.
And it's that whole repetition that reminds me, you know, of all the different restaurants there are in the world and locally and in London. Oh, I'll remember Café Rouge.
Yeah, fantastic.
Why do large brands such as Coca-Cola keep advertising? We know about them. It's that whole repetition.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I would do. Immediately drive people. You can send it out to your contacts in your phone. Check out my new video. You'll get views that way. And the more views you get, the greater it is, because they will share, they will talk about it, and they will give you likes, hopefully, if
Excellent.
It was a good one. And that's
Wonderful.
What I did.
Wonderful. Well, some good advice, as always, from Luke Adams from Brentwood Biscotti. Your next meeting at the usual venue, the Mary Green Manor Hotel, London Road, just off N25 Junction 28. It's from 9.15 until 11.45am on the first Tuesday of every month, a relaxed drop-in networking to suit your schedule. Next one being the 3rd of May.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks very much, Luke.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you again soon.
Bye-bye.